Lawmakers around the country are calling for more stringent gun control measures following two deadly mass shootings this weekend. Some in Wisconsin, including Governor Tony Evers, are calling for universal background checks, more oversight when it comes to reselling guns, and red flag laws. But what do Wisconsinites think about some of the proposed changes? Our next guest has at least some of the numbers. Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette University Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Now, compared to the rest of the country, Charles, what do we know about gun ownership numbers in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin has about the same level of gun ownership as we see nationally. That's in the mid to upper 40% who say that there is a gun in the household, either owned by them or someone else that lives there. National numbers are fairly similar, mid-40s, with a little bit of variation, and I'm sure a state-to-state variation, but Wisconsin is pretty close to where the national average is.
And Charles, you track a lot of things at the Marquette University Law School poll, politicians, people's attitudes toward elected officials, things like that. What kind of things have you been tracking over the years when it comes to firearm-related issues?
Well, the ones that we focus the most on are the ones that are also being talked about now on background checks, which we've been asking about since 2013, and also a ban on assault-style weapons or so-called AK-47s. We've been asking about that since 2013 as well. And since 2012, we've been keeping track of how many people have a firearm in the house.
Well, let's get into some of the numbers you've been tracking. Background checks, universal background checks, trying to close what some people call loopholes in our background check laws. What kind of support do you see for that here in Wisconsin?
Here, over time, there has been very high support every time we've asked about it. Since 2013, we've never been below about 75% for the year. And in 2016 and 18, that was up in the 80% range, 85% in 16 and 81% in 2018. That also reflects national polling. If anything, more recent national polling since our last 2018 poll suggests that this number is nationally up around 90%. It's really quite consensual. And in a time of really polarized partisanship, one of the interesting things about background checks is that in our 2018 data, 76% of Republicans, but also 78% of independents and 86% of Democrats favored more background checks. So 3 out of 4 Republicans and nearly 90% of Democrats is a rare case of partisan agreement on any kind of political issue.
Right. I mean, it's hard to get into the 80s and 90s in the United States for, you know, puppies are adorable type statements, right? You don't see that kind of agreement on a potentially controversial issue in the United States in most categories, right?
Exactly. And I think the advantage here is that background check seems commonsensical to everyone. Another aspect of it is that background checks do not separate gun households from non-gun households. Of those respondents in a household with a gun, 78% supported background checks, and 83% of those without a gun said so. So again, whether you're a gun owner or not, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or not, or an independent, we're looking at over 75% support for background checks from all of those groups.
Before we move on to other survey data, as a political scientist, you see this widespread support from both parties, from gun owners and non-gun owners. Why do you think these kind of laws don't tend to be expanded at the state or federal level?
I think this is a great example where public opinion alone is not enough to promote or to force legislative action. Some of that is because of interest groups and lobbying from the gun manufacturers and gun owners and gun lobbyists more generally. Campaign money is another part of that. But some of it is also on voters, and that's the question of intensity. Seeing 3 out of 4 who support background checks is not the same as saying 3 out of 4 will march down to their legislator's office and pound on the desk and demand action. And there is one of the real asymmetries in the gun issue of very long standing, and that is the strongest proponents of gun rights are also the ones most activated by this issue. And those who would restrict guns or impose background checks and so on may very well sincerely believe this, but they don't back it up with the political action and the demands of their elected officials.
Talking to Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll, looking at public opinion in Wisconsin when it comes to issues related to firearms. Charles, you also mentioned that you've been tracking the idea of banning certain categories of weapons, and I know there's a lot of argument over what fits into these categories, but people often say assault-style weapons. When you ask people in Wisconsin, what kind of answers do you get about that kind of idea?
Yeah, there's a majority support for a ban, but it's only 54% now that support a ban and 42% opposed. And here we see the polarization that we're used to by party, with Republicans substantially opposed to a ban, Democrats substantially in favor. And in this case now, gun owners more opposed to a ban compared to non-gun households. So polarized on the assault weapon ban, contrasting with the widespread support for background checks.
Have you seen fluctuation on this issue, on the idea of banning these assault-style weapons over time?
There's been a little bit, but on both of these items over the years that we've been asking about them since 2013, there's been modest shifts. Sometimes in the immediate aftermath of a mass shooting, we'll see support go up a little bit. But we have not seen strong trends over time, as we have seen with some other issues, where support has been steadily building or steadily falling. Instead, it's been pretty stable with a little bit of bouncing up and down, but not a big trend.
One issue that you haven't been tracking, but it's coming up a lot more in the last couple of years, the idea of red flag laws, the idea of, okay, are there kinds of behavior where police or other authorities should be allowed to remove the guns from the possession of a person who presents danger? Is there any polling out there that you've seen on this issue?
There is, though it's a relatively new issue, so there's not as much. What I have seen in reputable national polling suggests that that is more like background checks. A substantial over two-thirds supporting that, sometimes well over two-thirds depending on the poll. But it also is sensitive to how the question is framed. Does it include things like with a judge's order or with a chance to present counter evidence and so on? But it does look like on that one there's substantial support.
You mentioned the asymmetry on the gun issue people have looked at over the time, meaning that gun rights supporters tend to feel very strongly about this, whereas there's kind of a more diffuse, less organized, less emphatic feeling on the other side. Some people said after the Parkland shootings and the survivors of those shootings really being part of organizing, that was starting to change. Is that something you think is true, or is that something that maybe peaked and may have fizzled?
I think there is at least a subjective sense that there is more intensity on the gun control or restrictions or however you want to phrase it. But I think the caution is we have seen so many mass shootings over the last 15 years. And after each one, there's a short-term ratcheting up of intensity, and it's very hard to sustain that, and we've seen it sort of slack off a little bit until the next mass shooting comes. So I don't think we yet see this issue reaching the same level of intensity among those who would restrict access to at least some kinds of weapons or restrict access to for certain people, like with a red flag law or with background checks.
A thought or a question, Charles, on the politics surrounding this as we head into 2020 elections. There's been concern from Republicans that they're losing seats in suburban districts that they used to be able to count on, and that one of the reasons is this issue of gun control. Is that a trend you've been watching or watching out for?
Sure. I think that that is potentially a vulnerability for Republicans, as we've seen suburbs that have been traditionally strongly Republican shifting away from them. We saw that in Texas in 2018. But here in Wisconsin, we've seen some weakening of Republican support in the Milwaukee suburbs and in some of the Green Bay area. So I do think that's part of it. How much to attribute that specifically to the gun issue, I think, is not entirely clear at this point.
Now, how would you as a pollster try to suss that out?
Well, part of it is by looking at responses to questions on these issues. And does that predict people's reactions to, party officials, whether that's the governor, the president, members of the legislature, also demands or support for legislation? I think one thing that's lurking here is when we ask people whether new gun control laws would really reduce mass shootings, people are pretty pessimistic about the effectiveness of that. Only about a third say it would have a decent effect on reducing it, and two-thirds say new gun laws wouldn't really make much difference. Until someone presents a strong case that new laws would be effective in reducing these shootings, I think they are facing a bit of an uphill battle, because if you may support background checks but still believe that it really won't make that much difference.
Charles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School poll. He joined us today to talk about public opinion in Wisconsin when it comes to gun control measures.